cup.
Doop 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 doop.
Three, two, one.
Level up.
Hi,
people. How you doing?
Hi, guys.
Welcome to my YouTube channel. Hi, how have you been?
This is another episode. Episode 10.
Woo-hoo!
My son alert. Clapping.
I know.
Insert clapping.
Da 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 da. What type of clapping? What do you mean?
Aye.
Clapping sounds can be so, you know.
See, Zila's a Naivasha.
Wink, wink. So since you're being all fun.
Uh-huh. Fun and games.
Yeah. I think we should do who is most likely to type of thing, you know. Because I feel like these people only know us, but then they don't know us.
They know us. Who is who? My, not even my friend. Just someone.
Are you disowning that person?
No. They asked me to send them a link on my podcast.
Uh-huh.
I sent it, and they were like, "You're the loud one."
Oh, right? What does that even mean? Okay, it's true, Bear. What does that even mean?
Means that I'm loud.
No, but you're so loud and in a good way, in a totally good way. I swear, it's in a, you know, charismatic sort of way. Yeah, indeed. Hiya, on to it. Who is most likely to be in an open relationship? Hakuna chills.
Ni wewe tu.
And then even come, I have never been in an open relationship.
Have you ever been in an open relationship?
I should answer that question. That's not the question here. Why are you creating questions?
Would you be in an open relationship?
Wouldn't I be in an open relationship?
Okay, say you have someone, you love them, they're perfect, their personality, tick, everything, tick, apart from that one thing that you really want. He's not hitting it right.
Chuckles. What do you people that say that open relationship has to be about sex? It can be
most
open.
Most of the time it is.
It can be open in the terms of emotional needs, intellectual needs.
Then why are you with someone
someone is hitting it right, but emotionally and intellectually you're not connecting.
Then go be with
AKA
the one.
AKA he's that light skin.
Go be with the one who is emotionally, intellectually, and financially satisfying you.
God didn't make them like that.
Be in an open relationship with the other one who is hitting it right. Because obviously, if he is hitting it right, he is definitely hitting
every part.
People.
The G-spots of your brain. Next question. Who is most likely to be bebored?
Ooh.
No, why? Because I'm a late weight.
Hey,
my weight does. That's just one day, fam.
A man
shall not be judged by his previous experiences. I am grown. I'm a changed person.
Okay, we're using past experiences to
man, fam.
Nah.
Okay, fine.
So it's you.
I plead the fifth.
If someone is claiming to carry me,
Akuje. Okay, who is most likely to ghost someone?
I have ever ghosted someone.
So you're a bad person.
Am I though? Because karma is a bitch.
You have been ghosted too.
I ghosted someone and then I was ghosted. So.
They cancelled out. Okay. We'll talk about ghosting soon.
Yeah, that's on our to talk about list. T-T-A-L. Why are you cringing?
Well, that's a terrible abbreviation. It's like this Marvel one.
Which one?
Wow. Crickets in the background, because I can't remember the exact episode, but it's in Marvel where this guy who dies in... You know what? We'll put a pin on it. What do you mean, Tony? Who is a finest person?
Duty fans will
get. But no, okay, no. Wow. Wow. Now I do. I mean, he's not look.
Who is most likely to get back together with their ex?
Shout out to my ex. You really quite the man.
This is the second time you're singing that song on the podcast.
Man. I don't, just because
should
I
should we be concerned? Okay, so
who is most likely to? It's not me.
You,
no, what?
Because actually, you keep in touch with your exes.
That does not mean we're going to get back together. First of all, I don't have exes. What do you mean?
Okay, ex.
Why is?
Because no. You guys hang out.
No, it's just because we're friends. We came to the conclusion that we deserve better.
One day, you guys are going to hang out as friends, actually as friends, and both
of
you
will be
single.
I roll.
And then something will happen.
Nothing can happen.
You will.
We're both mature individuals who know we deserve better.
Okay. I will just get back with my ex.
Which one exactly?
No one, to be specific.
We don't have exes. That's what we have agreed.
Who is most likely to quit social media?
Man, I've been doing that a long time. Like, what is
social media freak?
I am a cave person who was born in the wrong era.
Okay.
Let's send smoke signals already.
Smoke signals and...
And probably, I don't know, social media, no offense, is kind of overrated. I am perfectly fine. With letters.
Hmm.
Yeah, let's exchange letters. Imagine it's such a nice gesture. Send me a letter. It's nice.
Okay.
It's so thoughtful. Pen to paper words.
It is.
Without autocorrect. Let's see how good your spelling is.
Let's see how good your handwriting is.
Okay, penmanship, man. Who's most likely to cry?
I think I would say me.
Yeah, why do you think I don't cry?
Because you've never cried. Guys, I've been with whatever,
A long time.
I have never seen her cry. And I'm pretty sure she's seen me cry. So, yeah.
I cry on the inside.
I cry a lot.
Imagine I cry.
But I don't
know. Okay, no. Okay. Yeah. Let's just go with Frida.
Why would you cry? What would you cry about? At Saju, ex amekuacha.
Okay, on to happier matters. Who is most likely to start chaos?
What do you mean, start chaos?
Kwanzusha vurugu. That is the...
I don't think that's us.
Well, we're such calm people.
We're cool, manze. You guys get to know us.
But imagine if you were talking about something that I didn't believe in and I knew you were wrong, I'd start chaos.
You wouldn't.
Okay, not physical chaos because I can't fight to save my life. but something like, if it was something that we're arguing about and it requires facts and verifications, Amy had started kills.
Imagine you would.
How do you go believing something?
You'll just be cringing the whole time. And then later on, you'll be like, that's so disgusting. Because you can't do it.
No, but there's some opinions. Someone said,
I don't think you're good at confrontation either. So.
Umeniona vingina tushana. Napigena lafu. I fight dirty. Ruin your life. Loki. Okay, fine. We have established none of us is good at that. Who's most likely to fight?
Yeah. Me and Shay fight. So, do you mean me?
How did that? Okay, yeah, I remember. By the way, guys, biting was involved.
There was biting, but not from me.
You beaten. Are big. You know, in some places, that's a really good thing.
Meat. Okay. Yeah.
Moving on swiftly. Nani nakakuolewa kwanza?
I mean, nani wewe?
Mbona?
Because you seem so established and like... Yani, you're that, those kind of people who be in a long-term relationship. And you usually take your time getting to know people.
Oh, what does that have to
do? Kidogo.
Una move on.
Swiftly.
Okay, I don't know.
So it's you. Yeah.
I don't know. Marriage is dreamy, but... Nane nakakuchekesha mwingine. Who's most likely to make you laugh between the both of us?
Fam. But actually, I think it's you.
Only a funny person would say that.
No, I think it's you.
I'm not funny.
You're funny.
I swear I'm not the ha-ha-ha kind of funny. You know, like,
okay, not ha-ha-ha.
No, the ha-ha-ha sarcastically. You know, this who just says something and it's funny. I don't have that.
Okay. You say something, it's funny to a certain audience. But other people wouldn't get
it.
Because you're just so good at inside jokes and everything. So someone someone is blushing.
But what, you're good at ha-ha-ha funny.
For real?
Yeah, you really are. You'll say something and Paul will relate and automatically laugh.
Yay! A piece of rain! Finally! Oh my god. So, who's most likely to clown?
Imagine to me, Mimi siwezi ku clown ya.
Kwanza clowning ni nini?
Acha sina makeup skills clowning. Za clowning.
Hawezi jipaka hizo.
Arimis by
the Joker thing.
No. Would you clown for someone Freda would.
HK? I would clown for you. Okay.
We must be
willing. Willing to lose my self-respect for you.
Can I say I will simp though? I will simp.
So you're this kind of a person who knows at so and so likes.
Yes.
Puns.
I will simp. Fam. I will say. I will Google.
Even others that don't laugh about it.
I will Google knowledge. I will see it, man. I will.
Wouldn't you know Google conversations to have?
Why is that such a bad thing?
What to talk about
when you're starting a relationship? I will simp, but never clown. Never.
Okay, so we should do an episode on clowning and simping.
Yes, definitely.
Simps. I think I would. I would also simp.
Would you? Like pretending you like something, or because technically that's simping.
I have pretended that I like football, man. Zemika, I don't like football.
Aje sasa.
Because I know there are chicks who like football, but me spendy.
Me napenda.
Me najua tu watu wa Chelsea.
Manchester United.
Yeah.
I love football, but I think it's because it was incorporated in me in at such a young age.
Because of your.
I don't know. It was just there. Football was a constant. Who is most likely to join politics?
Me!
Why are you assuming you're willing to join politics?
Would you though?
I am such a...
Are you ready to go and stand in front of people and talk and be like...
I could be Olivia Pope. I could sleep with the president.
How is that politics?
It's political. She was
running the campaign.
She used to make people make decisions.
She ran the campaign.
Exactly.
Would you be Melly Graham?
Who, I don't know, who like ran for the presidency? Yeah. Imagine, no. Me don't want accountability. In primary, by the way, I was a prefect and then I used to write noisemakers and then add my name to the list.
That is so you.
Because
that. I just so that you be fair.
How do you? I don't know. It was the only fair thing to do. God. How do you watch other people get punished?
But I think I'm the one who joined politics because all my life, all my life.
You have been a prefect.
I have been a prefect since class one.
But
class eight.
Damn, sis. Okay. No wonder you're
And people used to campaign.
For you.
for me, actually, I had a team. Akina Michelle.
That I can definitely see you doing that.
People who are on my team, but they remember you. If I make it there, eh.
Umefika wapi sasa, unavai for what seats? Women rep.
Not women rep. Obviously, I want something complicated.
But women rep is really nice. If you could...
Like a senator or something.
You could start from women rep and climb.
Senator Lucy Kilonzo. Makes sense.
Who is most likely to text, leave my man alone? I wouldn't
between me and you.
Me wouldn't do. Me not draw to see where is it.
Between me and you. I also wouldn't.
Who is most likely to live an extravagant life?
Who is?
To me, I'm pesa kuzoe.
Because extravagant means having breakfast, lunch, and supper.
No, imagine.
Because people don't eat. Unalala unamka sana ne ndo ukome nini. You know you can't relate.
Okay.
You can't relate because you've been living at home. Sisi tuna relate.
Okay. I'm sorry. Who is most likely to, I don't know, go silent on people?
I go silent on people all the time. I even meet people that I know personally.
And you will walk past?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. Makes sense. I would also go silent on people because if we're not having a constructive conversation, what's the point of us conversing in the first place?
Yeah. And me, if you show me that you can go silent on me, oh my God.
You can do it better.
Who is most likely to date a same-sex person?
I don't know. I think both of us are open-minded enough for it.
Mm.
But.
But. We would. I would. Speaking for myself. I would.
I don't know. Man.
Your parents will be like, "Ay, show us your boyfriend." And I don't know how to tell them that it's not a boy.
It's a them.
It's a girl.
So it's...
So, let me ask you one thing. If you were to get into a same-sex relationship, would you be the girl or...
I'd be a them without a gender.
What about... Just leave it. This conversation requires a lesbian.
Okay, a person who is queer. A person who is queer. Let's just leave it at that.
Yeah. Speaking of queer.
Oh my God. I think we'll play that voice note later. We have a voice note from an amazing person.
On our other episodes, we will play that voice note.
When we are having the recap on dating apps. That's when we'll play it.
Dating apps.
Why did you just sing that? Anyway, guys, this was fun. And I hope you'll enjoy this as much as we sort of enjoyed filming. Yeah, and okay, is it filming? Shooting it.
Behavior.
We try. So have fun. And we hope to hear from you guys. Voice notes are much encouraged. And do follow us on our social media platforms at The Unsolicited Opinion Podcast on Instagram. And we hope to hear from you. Bye, guys.
For now.